我们再请翻开以赛亚书。
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah.
旧约以赛亚书，我们先读第二章。
The Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章第二节到第四节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 through 4.
末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往，说：来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
Now it will come about that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains, and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.To the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations, and will render decisions for many peoples. And they will hammer their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war.
我们看第十一章第一节到第五节。
Now chapter 11, verse 1 to 5.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，也不凭耳闻。却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist.
第六节到第九节。
Verse 6 through verse
9.豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草如与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按手在毒蛇的穴上。在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. Also the cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
然后我们读三十五章的第一节跟第二节。
And then chapter 35, verse 1 and 2.
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。又必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀，并加密与沙伦的华美，必赐给他。人必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们神的华美。
The wilderness and the desert will be glad, and the Araba will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will blossom profusely and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God.
Verse 5 and 6. 哑巴的舌头必能歌唱, 在旷野必有水发出, 在沙漠必有河涌流。
Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. For waters will break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the Arabah.
再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再把这点时间交托在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we want to give this time into your hands. Open our inner eyes so we can see the kingdom of the glory of the Son, so that inside we may rejoice and take delight and have hope. Lord, we wait and prepare for your return. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们说呢，以赛亚书呢是一卷非常丰富的书哈。
We said that the book of Isaiah is a book full of blessing.
那么，几乎神在他救恩的计划当中，所有重要的题目在以赛亚书里面呢都有很详细的讲述。
Because all the important themes of salvation are covered in great detail in the book of Isaiah.
我就在想啊，以赛亚书有66章哈。
I remember that Isaiah has 66 chapters.
正好呢，对应到整卷书啊，66卷书。
And it perfectly matches with the number of books in the Bible, 66 books.
你几乎可以想哈，那个以赛亚书是整卷是圣经的一个缩影啊。
You can see how all the themes of the Bible are reflected in all the 66 books are reflected in this one book.
哎，那么以赛亚书它以人的罪啊作为背景。
It talks about the background of man's sin.
哎，不但是 以色列人犯罪,
not only did the Israelites sin, but Gentiles sinned.
那么因这人犯罪的缘故呢,
and because of man's sin, the righteous God has to judge.
他不但在今世审判,
not only did he judge the first time, but he's going to judge even more severely the second time.
在神审判的光中啊,
in God's great judgment, in God's great power, everyone will have to lay prostrate before Him.
但是呢,我们的神呢,祂又是有荣耀,是有恩典,有慈爱的神。
But our God is also a God of grace and of love.
因为他爱的驱使的缘故呢,祂不得不为他所创造的人自己预备一个救恩。Because
of His love for the people, He cannot help but to prepare a way of salvation for them.
借着他儿子耶稣基督在十字架上面所成就的救恩呢,祂把百姓从罪恶当中拯救回来。
Through His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has prepared a way of salvation to bring to save His people.
我们的主呢，在十字架上，好像羊啊被牵到宰杀之地啊，在剪毛人的手下，默默无声啊。Our
Lord is like a sheep led to slaughter.
那么，接着他在羔羊在十字架上的献祭啊，把众人的罪都洗净，把我们再拯救回来。And
our beloved Lamb of God was our sin offering for us, and He saved us and cleansed us.
但是神的工作呢，不是在十字架上就停止了。But
God's work does not end with the cross.
神把人从罪恶当中拯救回来呢，有他荣耀那个丰富荣耀的那个心意。After
God saved humankind, He had a greater purpose to glorify them.
因为当他的儿子还第二次要再来。
For when his son comes a second time.
当他的儿子第二次再来的时候呢，带进了荣耀的国度。
And when his son comes a second time, he will bring with him the glorious kingdom.
神的心意呢，是要所有他所拯救回来这些百姓呢，在国度当中呢，与他的儿子一同作王。
God's purpose and will is for all those whom he has saved to be glorified with him in the kingdom with his son.
一同享受神的荣耀的创造，一同来治理神他所创造的。
To know and to delight and enjoy in God's creation and His glory.
国度呢，确实是一个非常重要的一个题目哈。The
kingdom is a very important theme.
那么在圣经当中啊，有许多说到关于国度的经文。In
the Bible, there are many passages that speak about the kingdom.
当我们的主他一出来传道的时候，When
the Lord Jesus came out to minister,
他第一句话说什么呢？What
was the first words that came out of His mouth?
他说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
为什么要悔改呢?
Why do you need to repent?
因为天国近了,
because the kingdom of heaven is near.
荣耀的王要来了,
the glorious king will return.
他要地上建立起荣耀的国度了,
he's going to establish his glorious kingdom.
所以你们要悔改,
so you need to repent.
要预备好自己,
you need to prepare yourselves.
迎接那要来的王,
for the coming king.
他的先锋啊, 司洗约翰呢，他出来的第一句话也是这个，也是同样的话。
In the book of John, John the Baptist, same thing. That was the first word that came out of his mouth.
他在为主预备道路的时候，他说话也是说天国近了，你们要悔改。
John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为天国就在眼前了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is right before your eyes.
要我们用回头回转归向神。
You need to repent and turn to the Lord.
那主在地上的时候呢，他花很多的时间啊，讲述天国里面的那个情景。
When the Lord was on earth, he spoke a lot about this, the matters of the kingdom.
马太福音的第五章、第六章、第七章说到，在天国里面的子民呢，他们应该所有的应该有的性情。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, it speaks about the character of the type of the kingdom.
那些呢，配得在国天国度里面的人呢，他们在生活当中、生命当中应该显出什么样的样子来？
That those who are worthy to be in the kingdom, what kind of personality and characteristics should they display?
在马太福音第十三章的时候，因为以色列人拒绝他。
And because of Matthew 13, the Israelites persecuted him.
天国隐藏了。
The kingdom of heaven.
迟延了哈，慢来了。
It's coming.
Delayed. 那么他就说到这隐藏的天国呢，天国的奥秘啊是怎么样？还有一些比喻，许多的比喻呢，说到这个奥秘的天国是怎么样？So
the Lord Jesus spoke about spoke in various parables to describe the mystery of the kingdom.
那么到主要上十字架之前呢，马太24章、25章啊，他说到国度要来之前呢，这世界要发生什么样的景况？So
right before the Lord was about to be crucified in Matthew chapter 4 and 25, he spoke about the conditions that will happen during the time of the return of the kingdom.
在主耶稣基督再来之前,
the right before the Lord Jesus
comes, 国度降临之前,
right before the kingdom comes,
地上会有大灾难,
there will be great tribulation.
有这个从来没有发生过那么大的灾难,
a tribulation that has never occurred in the face of the earth.
要我们呢,这些在地上要预备好,
he wants all of us on earth to prepare.
同时告诉我们呢,什么样的人能够进国度?
He also tells us what kind of person needs to enter the heaven.
国度就在眼前呢,
the kingdom is right before you.
他的心意是要我们都能够进到
The charge is for all of us to enter into the kingdom.
但是呢，他告诫我们啊。
But he tells us,
唯有那些忠心又有见识的仆人能够进得去。
Only those who are good and faithful servants can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯有那些是聪明的童女啊，不但是点的灯，又摆在器皿里的人可以进去。
Only those wise virgins who were had their lamps ready can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
只有那些 主给了他五千两，他又去赚了五千两，给他两千两，又去赚了两千两的人，在国度里一同坐席。Only
those with 5 talents and made 5 more talents, and those who had 2 talents and made 2 more talents, can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你看到啊，那个主啊，他的那个对于国度啊，这是特别样的重视啊。So
you see how important the matter of the kingdom is.
那么主在复活之后啊，跟40天之久跟门徒们讲什么呢？
So after the Lord resurrected from the dead, when he was on earth with the disciples, what did he say to them?
我们前些日子查这个《使徒行传》啊，把《使徒行传》开始的时候就是讲国度。
In the beginning, we're studying the book of Acts, and in the beginning of Acts, right away it speaks about the kingdom.
主花40天的功夫跟他的门徒讲国度里面的事情。
The Lord Jesus spent 40 days to speak about the kingdom with his disciples.
用40天告诉他们国度里面的光景。
He spent 40 days to tell them about the conditions of the kingdom.
那么在使徒行传结束的时候也是有国度结束的。
And at the end of Acts, it also speaks about the kingdom.
保罗他在罗马那个虽然是在坐监啊，但是呢他还可以接待人，他 传福音，他传什么呢？
While Paul was locked up in prison, in the book of Romans, he still what did he preach about in the gospel?
他讲的一是国度，哈，那个从神的国开始讲起，把这他们认识主耶稣基督。Paul
speaks about the kingdom in the beginning, and he talks about how to know the Lord Jesus.
哎，确实啊，国度啊，实在是一个非常丰富的一个题目。Actually,
the kingdom there's so much fullness in it.
但是很稀奇哈，在新约的时候呢。 他并没有太多描述天国里面的景况。
But in the New Testament, it's interesting. It doesn't mention too many conditions about the kingdom.
到底天国里头是自然的情形是怎么样？他的百姓怎么样？新约里面并没有太多的描述。
The New Testament doesn't really talk about what it's going to be like in the kingdom. It doesn't really describe that.
那么我们倒是要回到 以赛亚书啊，旧约以赛亚书里面啊，在那里有许多的描述。
So we need to go to the book of Isaiah, which will describe in more detail about.
我想呢，在新约的这些作者们呢，他们都已经有旧约的背景了哈，觉得这个在天国的情形，对他们讲是。非常清楚了，所以没有太多的描述。
I believe that a lot of the writers, the authors of the New Testament, already had a background and had an understanding of the Old Testament, so they didn't really need to write in detail about the kingdom.
所以我们花一点时间来看看哈，在以赛亚书里头，他对天国的描述是什么样？我们对天国多些认识哈，里面我们有羡慕，里面有盼望。
So we're going to discuss in detail what Isaiah talks about in detail about the kingdom.
首先呢。就看见了当时的那个自然景观啊，完全的改变了。
So we see in the things will be changed.
他说呢，三十五章啊，以赛亚三十五章，他说呢，旷野跟干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必然快乐，又像玫瑰开花，开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。
And we see in Isaiah chapter 35, the wilderness and the desert will be glad, and the araba will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, they will blossom profusely and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy.
今天呢，在世上呢，确实有很多很美丽的风景啊。
Today, there's a lot of beautiful scenery on earth.
如果你到大陆去玩的话，很多漂亮的风景。
And if you go to China, there's a lot of beautiful scenery.
为了这些美丽的风景呢，我们感谢神，赞美神。
We thank God and praise God for the beautiful scenery on earth.
但是地上呢，有很多地方呢是很不好看的，而且是。挺危险的，你不敢去的地方。
And there are also many places on earth that isn't so beautiful, that's very dangerous, that you wouldn't dare go.
像那北非那个撒哈拉大沙漠。
For example, the Sahara Desert.
像在西奈那个里面那个大而可怕的旷野。
Or the dangerous wilderness.
塞奈的 peninsula.
In the Sinai Peninsula.
那么在中国大陆，你到新疆，你到西藏那些地方啊。非常危险，都不敢不那个，不太有人敢去那边住的哈。不要说从那边经过了。
And there's a place in China called Xinjiang, which is a very dangerous place where no one would dare to live.
我有一次坐飞机飞过这个美国到西岸的时候呢，很喜欢看这底下的美国大陆哈。
And so one time I took a plane and I flew to Zion.
每一次经过的时候。在开始看得很漂亮啊，都是那个绿绿的田景啊，都是那些东西不好大的那个一大片一大片的田啊。
And when I pass by, I see it's very green and lush and large fields of plantation.
但是一飞过美国中间一半的时候，你看起来那个颜色完全改变了。
And when you fly over the middle part of the United States, you'll see that the scenery has changed.
那么美国大概有一半的地方啊，是那个高山峻岭啊，甚至有沙漠，不太能够住人的。
And which majority of it is the desert. You can't really live there.
你知道这不是神创造的时候的光景。
This was not the condition when God first created the earth.
当神创造了宇宙的时候，创造地的时候。
When God first created the earth.
那个地呢是非常非常美丽的。
The earth is beautiful.
那伊甸园呢只不过是其中一个代表而已。
Not only was it a type.
因为呢全地啊都是长满了各式各样的青葱的那个树木花草。
Because the earth was filled with different types of trees and plants.
那时候呢在创世纪啊，他那时候。他们好一段时间一直在那个洪水以前呢，在地上呢不下雨的。
In Genesis, it records that even before the Red Sea, there was it never rained.
Before the flood.
Before the flood, there was no rain.
因为呢，它是全地呢是靠地上的那个起来的那个雾气上层啊，滋润的去遍地啊，所以它遍地呢都是绿油油的。
Because the mist in the Genesis records that the mist used to rise up from the ground and would water the earth.
但是呢，不幸的人犯了罪了。
But because man sinned,
当人一犯罪之后呢，神对亚当说
，After man sinned, God said to Adam,
地呢必因你受咒诅
，The cursed is the ground because of you.
那么这地因此要长出荆棘跟蒺藜来
，And it will bear thorns and thistles for you.
那么你要劳苦终日的才得糊口
，And in the toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.
那个自从人犯罪以后呢，连大地也受了咒诅了。
So after man sinned, the earth was cursed.
那到了洪水之后呢，那地也更是不像以前神创造的时候那个伊甸园那样的美丽。
And even after the flood, the earth was not as beautiful as it once was.
那个这不是神当初创造的心意。
And this was not the purpose of God when He first created the earth.
这些事呢，在国度里头的话，完全要恢复过来了。
But when the kingdom comes, all these things will be recovered.
那个整个的地球呢，那个。当时国度里头要再一次恢复到神创那个当初创造时候的那个美丽。
In God's kingdom, the earth will return back to its original beauty.
你知道吗？在圣经里面有一个这些这列祖弟兄们告诉我们呢，这个 有一个很重要的一个思想哈，就是想做恢复的工作。
In the Bible, there's a very important topic, which is the work of recovery.
那么神呢，自从人堕落以后呢，神就开始做恢复的工作。
And after the fall of mankind, God has started to begin His work of recovery.
因为呢，神因为人犯了罪，失去了神许多当初创造的时候神的那个心意。
Because of man's sin, they have fallen away from God's original purpose.
那么神呢，就要一直做恢复的工作，要恢复到神当初创造的时候那个荣耀跟美丽。
So God has to continue to do His work so that He can bring it back and restore it back to its original condition.
那么国度呢，就是神呢恢复工作的高峰哈、啊，的这个结尾、啊。
And the kingdom is the climax.
那么这那个在国度里头，你看见啊，所有的首先呢，看见整个自然的景观恢复到神当初创造时的美丽的。
And in the kingdom, everything will be recovered and returned back to its original state.
哎呀，你到时候你发觉到处这个遍地啊，都像那个玫瑰开花哈、啊，那个乐上加乐啊，而且呢，这而且要欢呼啊。
And you'll realize that the crocus will blossom profusely and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy.
但是到时候呢，那时候我们再也看不见旷野了，在那时候也没有沙漠了。
And there will no longer be desert or wilderness.
因为呢，在旷野呢有水要发出啊，在沙漠啊又有泉涌流，有河涌流。
Because there will be waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah.
然后到时候呢，不但是整个地上的景观改变了哈，我想那时候呢也没有像近代的许多的天灾啊，这地震啊、海啸啊、这个飓风啊哈。
And I believe that.When the work of recovery is done, when it returns back to its original state, there will no longer be natural disasters such as hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes.
这大地啊，再次恢复到神啊，在那个创世纪里头创造的那个美丽。
And the earth will return back to its original beautiful form in the beginning of creation.
那么在这美丽的那个世界里头呢，的人的情况是怎么样的？
And in this, in the earth back then when it was beautiful, what was man's condition?
这里呢，稍微的提一提哈，这也是这个就是当时呢，我想在国度的时候还是地上会有人居住的，带着肉身进国度的。
And I believe that in the kingdom there will still be people who
所有的基督徒呢，说应该是被提了。
All Christians will be raptured.
那么在有地上有一批人哈，他们会。带着肉身呢，带着 with the flesh， 他们进入国度的。
And there will be still some people who, in their flesh, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
首先呢，是那些犹太人哈，他们到一直不相信主，直到主再来的时候呢，他们发现原来那个主，他们所定的是定十字架的耶稣呢，就是基督，所以他们以色列全家都要悔改。
Those Israelites who do not believe in the Lord Jesus at first, after they realize that, they will believe and they'll repent.
那么以色列人呢，这些悔改的。以色列人他们带着肉身进到国度里头去。
And those Israelites who repented will enter the kingdom of heaven through their flesh.
还有一批呢外邦人、啊、他们在马太福音25章里他说到的，他在大灾难当中的时候，他们照顾神的百姓哈、啊，以色列人，那么他们也要带着肉身进国度。
And in Matthew chapter 25, it also records the Gentiles who, by taking care of those of his people, that they may also enter the kingdom through the flesh.
那么在那时候地上生活的人呢，他们的身体的情况是怎么样的
？So what is going to be the condition of those people living on earth？
那么他那时候他瞎子的眼睛要睁开。
He said the eyes of the blind will be opened.
那么聋子的耳朵要开通。
And the ears of the deaf will be unstopped.
瘸子呢要跳要像鹿。
The lame will leap like a deer.
哑巴的舌头也必歌唱。
And the tongue of the mute will shout for joy.
自从人犯罪堕落以后，堕落犯罪以后啊。
After the fall of man,
那么人的身体呀、啊，就一天比一天的情况变差了。
And man's physical condition gets worse and worse.
当初神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候是非常非常美丽、非常非常健康的、非常强健的。
When God first created Adam and Eve, they were very healthy, very beautiful.
但是人犯了罪以后呢，那死就入了进了世界啊，所以人的身体一天比一天的软弱。
But after they sinned, death entered into the world, and their physical bodies got worse and worse.
那么在在洪水之前呢、啊，人呢、啊、还可以活到700岁、800岁、900岁。
Before the flood, mankind could live to 700, 800 years old.
那么很多人都相信啊，这个大洪水啊，有挪亚时代的洪水的、啊，来自整个这地上的那个景观改变了。
And a lot of people believe that after the flood, the character or the condition of the earth was changed.
所以看到洪水之后的人的那个寿命就大大的就减少了哈。
So after the flood, the number of people on the lifespan of humans decreased.
那么开始还有200多岁啊,
it started with about 200 years.
到亚伯拉罕的时候100多岁了,
Abraham lived about 100 something years.
到摩西的时候70岁80岁啊，强壮的活到80岁。
And during Moses' time, the strongest about 70 to 80 years old. If I recall, back in China, a few generations ago, most people didn't live beyond 50 to 60 years old.
今天呢,是医药这么发达,这活也不过是70岁,80岁,90岁。
And now, even with all the new advances, we probably still won't live beyond 70,
80, 90
years. But when the kingdom comes, the conditions will be different. Because it will go back to the original beauty and glory. And those will enjoy God's works.
在第65章的时候,他还有一段我们没有念的,也说到那个国度里面的情况。
And in Isaiah chapter 65, which we have not read, it also speaks about the conditions of the kingdom.
他一开始他说了,看了我造新天新地,就是所有的旧事都过去了。
And it says, Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind.
那里的新天新地啊,不是启示录的那个新天新地啊,因为它里面所讲的,你看,都是讲国度里面的事情。
The new heavens and new earth is not what's mentioned in Revelation. Because it still speaks about the conditions of the kingdom.
那么国度从一个角度来说呢，它确实是一个崭新的天，崭新的地的。
From one angle, the new heavens and the new earth is a narrow.
Brand new heaven and earth. 那么在 国度里面，他说里面的那些人呢，他们活要活多长呢？And
in the kingdom, it speaks about how long these people will live.
他说呢，我民的日子好像的那个树木的日子一样。That
the life will be as the lifetime of a tree.
我前两天我们看了一个小小的那个广告，它说到台湾的一个那个阿里山的美丽的风景。
And I received a small advertisement. It talked about the beautiful scenery of a place in Taiwan.
阿里山啊，那么他说的里面有很多的那些块木啊，cypress。There's
a lot of cypresses.
那么，它那个树木那个树一活都是2000年、3000年啊、5000年啊。And
these trees can live to 2,000, 3,000 years of age.
那么他说呢，在国度里头的时候，我们的日子啊，又像树木的日子一样的。
And so herein it records that our lives will be like the lifetime of a tree.
那活到100岁的人呢，都算是早死了，夭折。And
those who live to 100 are considered will be thought accursed.
哎，那个时候人呢是那个不再有病痛来折磨了。And
there will be no more illnesses and sicknesses.
我们今天呢是任何一个小病呢，大概都把我们这个那个整得不像话哈。And
any small sicknesses will just come upon us.
We can't bear it.
Can't bear it.
但是那时候呢，他说瞎子呢眼睛要张开的。But
it says that in Isaiah the blind will be the eyes of the blind will be opened.
那他近视也不用戴眼镜了。So
those who are nearsighted or farsighted won't need to wear glasses.
聋子呢，那个耳朵那个听得到了。And
the ears of the deaf will be unstopped.
又在那在国度里面不需要戴助听器了。You
no longer need to wear those hearing aids.
他瘸子要像不但是走啊，像跳啊，像鹿一样的跳，那个跳跃。And
the lame will leap like a deer.
哑巴不但会讲话，他开始唱出美妙的歌声来。And
the mute will be able to shout for joy.
啊，这个景况呢，在第一次来的时候，确实也曾发生过。And
these type of conditions actually happened when the Lord Jesus first came.
那么主呢，在地上的时候呢，确实用过这句话，说那个引用这句话说到他就是那要来的弥赛亚。
And the Lord quoted from this passage as evidence that He is the coming Messiah.
但是那时候呢，毕竟还是很短暂的一段时间，很局限于在犹大地。
But this was still during a short period of time.
那么在那时候呢，全地都是要这样子的。But
one day, the whole earth will be like this.
那么整个所有人类啊，那个活我们在那个活在地上的人，活在 活在地上的人呢，再一次享受神当初创造亚当夏娃的时候那个荣耀和美丽。
So all of us will one day be able to enjoy the beauty of what the earth was like when Adam and Eve were created.
自然界的景观恢复了。
We'll return back to that condition. The nature will be restored.
他说的那个豺狼啊，要与绵羊羔同居，豹子要与山羊羔同卧。
And says the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat.
那个少壮狮子呢，要跟牛犊跟肥畜同群。
And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together.
那小孩子要牵引他们。
And a little boy will lead them.
其实呢，他们这个光景呢，就是神当初创造的时候那个光景。
Actually, this was the condition when God first created the earth.
那么当初呢？神创造这个地的时候，在创造人之后啊，他说他要他付给人一个使命啊，他说你要要生养众多，遍满地面，而且要管理神所造的。
When God created the earth and after He created mankind, He gave a command to the humans and said to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth.
那么同时要管理他一切所造的天空的鸟、海的鱼、地上一切的走兽，都要人来管理。
To rule over it, to rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living thing that moves on the earth.
那么在当时的，我想这个任何人随便一叫狮子过来，他就过来；要叫这个那个老虎去，他就去哈。
I believe that back then, if you said lion, come here, the lion will come, or tiger, go over there, the tiger will go over there.
但是人犯罪以后啊，这个咒诅不断临到大地啊，整个的那个也是那个走兽的性情都改变了。
But after the fall of man, not only was the earth cursed, but the animals have changed.
如果今天呢，在山里面走路啊，突然碰到一只老虎的话
，If you're walking in a hill or mountain and you see a tiger.
你大概唯一能做的就好好祷告，能不要被它吃掉了。
The only thing you can really do is pray that you won't be eaten.
但是当那在国度里的时候
，But during when the kingdom comes，
他连小孩子都要牵引他们。
Even the little boy will lead them.
那么那这些走兽吃什么呢
？So what will they eat? These animals.
他说呢，狮子要吃草，跟牛一样。
It says that the lion will eat straw like the ox.
这正是神当初啊创造的时候，刚刚创造这些动物，他们就是吃草的。
When God first created animals, they only vegetables, plants,
grass. 那
么
神是把地上的蔬菜果那个水果赐给人吃，那把地上的草呢赐给这些走兽。
God gave vegetables and fruits for humans to eat, and gave grass for the animals to eat.
那么他说这在这是我的圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物。
It says that on my holy mountain, they will not hurt or destroy.
在整个动物界啊，因着那个神荣耀的同在啊，他们的这个性情完全再次恢复到神当初创造时候的光景。
All the animals they will return and be restored back to their original state。
这只是神在国度里头啊，那么所要显出他荣耀的光景。
And this is what God wants to reveal to us in His kingdom。
让我们看见了神呢几千年来工作啊，几千年来工作恢复到最后的时候，再一次恢复到神他当初那个创造的时候的心意。
After thousands of years of work, he may restore everything back to its original state.
但是呢，连长们弟兄告诉我们啊，神恢复了工作呢，永远不仅仅是回到才回当初创造的时候那个起点。
An elder brother once said that.God's work of recovery will not only bring it back to the first state.
他当恢复的工作到了原初神创造那个心意的时候，他还往前去的。
That even after this work of restoration recovery has been done, it's going to continue to go further back.
那么神的就那个当初的心意是什么呢
？What was God's original purpose?
神的在创造之后呢，神要自己来治理，人家自己来管理的。
After God created the earth, He wanted people to look after it.
那么在国度里的时候呢，我们还在看见了，那么主耶稣基督啊，基督要在国度里头做王。And
we see that in the kingdom, Lord Jesus will be king.
那个基督啊，在国度里面呢，要做全地的主。That
in Christ, He will be the Lord over all, and He will reign.
那么基督呢，他怎么样在国度里面做王呢？
And how will Christ reign?
那第十一章的第一节啊，他说，从耶西的本呢必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。Chapter
11 it says, then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit.
在国度里头的时候呢，主呢，他被称为他是耶西的本。In
the kingdom,
要发所发出来的一条。In
the kingdom, it says that the Lord will spring from the stem of Jesse as a shoot.
他说到呢，他是耶西的后代。
That he is the descendant of Jesse.
那么耶西是谁？耶西是大卫的父亲。And
who is Jesse? Jesse is the father of
David.
David.
那么当时圣经上说到耶稣基督是大卫的后裔的时候。
And in the Bible it says that the Lord Jesus is the descendant of David.
同时说到主是在人子的地位上，这描述是主是站在人子的地位上。And
they always describe him as a son of man.
那么在罗马书那么第一章里头，他说论这个福音呢，是论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，对不对？按着肉体来说呢，按肉身来说，他是从大卫后裔生的。And
in Romans it speaks about the Lord Jesus being of flesh from the descendant of David.
那么从圣战的灵说呢，从死里复活，大能显明他是神的儿子啊，他是有两个身份的。And
by power by the resurrection from the dead, it was declared that he was the son of God.
圣经说到他是大卫的后裔的时候，总是说到他在肉身当中是人子的身份的。And
in the Bible, which records that he is a son of man.
那么主在那个国度里面他做王的时候呢，他是用他荣耀的人子。 那么他不是像第一次来的时候那样子，他是第二次来的时候，他自然的人，他是荣耀的人子里头来做王的。And
it says that in the kingdom he will be as a glorious son of man.
在但以理书啊第七章的时候啊。In
Daniel chapter 7.
那么第七章第十三节啊。Daniel
chapter 7 verse 13.
那里呢，他第一次提到啊人子这个字，整个本身你第一次提到人子这个字。
In the Bible, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 is the first time it speaks of the Son of Man. Under what condition is he mentioned as the Son of Man?
他说,我在夜间的异象中观看,见有一位像人子的,驾着天云而来。I
kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a Son of Man was coming.
他被领到亘古常在者面前。And
he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him.
他得了权柄。 荣耀国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。And
to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。His
dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
所以主他在国度当中做王的时候呢，他是以人子的身份正在做王。So
when the Lord in His kingdom, the Lord Jesus will be reigning as a son of man.
当然主第一次来的时候呢，他是也是在人子里头来的啊。Of
course, when he came the first time, he also came as a son of man.
但他第一次来的时候，他没有加行美容啊，我们看见的时候也不羡慕他。And
when he came the first time, he had no stately form or majesty that we should be attracted to him.
第二次来的时候呢，他是也是荣人子，但是他是复活的荣耀的人子。
But when he comes the second time, he still will be coming as the Son of Man, but he will be coming in all his glory.
虽然他是个荣耀的人子,
even though he is a glorious Son of Man,
但是呢,他还是在人子的地位上,
he still stands as the position of a Son of Man.
所以呢,你发觉呢,他在国度里,他是完全的依靠圣灵。
So we see that when he was on earth, he totally relied on the Holy Spirit.
耶和华的灵呢,必住在他的身上,
that the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
当他在人子的身份的时候呢, 他我们看见一件事情，他是完全不依靠自己，他完全依靠圣灵。That
as he was on earth as a son of man, he did not rely upon himself, but he relied upon the Holy Spirit.
主在第一次来的时候，在地上的时候，When
Christ was first on, when he came the first time on earth,
33年半呢，没有一天离开圣灵的工作。
when he was on earth for 33 and a half years, he never left the leading of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么他是靠着圣灵啊，玛利亚是借着圣灵怀的孕啊生下来。And
it was by the Holy Spirit that Mary conceived.
那么他是那个受浸之后，圣灵就像鸽子住在他身上。And
it was after he was baptized that the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove.
那么他是圣灵的那个吹逼他到旷野去受试探的。
And it was the Holy Spirit that led him into the wilderness to be tempted.
在地上他医病赶鬼啊，那个这个行神迹也是靠着圣灵啊，那个神的能力做这些事情。
And on earth he healed the sick and he cast out demons, and this is all because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
甚至呢，主上十字架也是借着永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给神。And
it was because of the Holy Spirit that the Lord Jesus offered himself on the cross.
他说按着圣善的灵说，他从死里复活。That
By the Spirit of Holiness, he resurrected from the dead.
他住在地上33年半的时候，完全依靠圣灵在他身上的赐予他的能力。
That when he was on the earth for 33 and a half years, his whole life was empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他再来的时候,
and when he comes again,
他在国度里的时候,
in his kingdom,
因为他在人子的那个身份里头，他仍然依靠，就紧紧的依靠圣灵。
As a son of man, he will also continue to rely upon the Holy Spirit.
耶和华的灵要住在他的身上,
the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
他就是呢, 使他有智慧和聪明的灵,
the Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
谋略和能力的灵,
the Spirit of counsel and strength,
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵,
the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
我们不能够太多的讲这一节哈，不过。 这里显出来的啊，那个圣灵他的能力有个目的。
We can't speak too much about this, but when we see here this, when it speaks about the Spirit here, it has a lot of descriptions.
智慧啊，让我们看见那个不但聪明啊，让我们能够处理一些手中的事情啊，那些难处。Understanding
helps us to get through difficult times.
那么智慧啊，我们看见不单是这，不但是看见事情的本身，要看见这事后目，或他事后的目的啊，他的那个未来的发展啊。And
wisdom allows us to see things not only as they are, but also the purpose behind it.
谋略呢，让我们呢，把一些事情想得清楚，做一些计划。Counsel
allows us to think with clarity.
能力的是让我们不但有这些计划，还能够执行的出来。
And strength not only allows us to think clearly, but allows us to execute.
那么知识呢，让我们更多的认识耶和华。
And knowledge allows us to know more of the Lord.
在国度里头的时候，他说呢，那个因为认识耶和华的知识呢，要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
That in, as we saw, the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth.
那么之所以这个地上的所有的动物的改变呢，是因为神的知识充满了全地。
And all these animals will be restored and changed because of the knowledge of the Lord.
今天呢，我们呢可能有聪明，但是不见得有智慧。
A lot of us may have understanding, but not wisdom.
我们呢可能有谋略，但是我们可能没有能力去执行。
We may have counsel, but not the strength to do it.
我们有很多的知识，可能知识叫我们自高自大，不敬畏神。
But we may have knowledge which blows up our egos, and then we don't have the fear of the Lord.
耶和华的灵住在他身上的时候。
But when the Spirit of the Lord rested on him,
他不但是有智慧，他有聪明。
Not only did he have wisdom, but he had understanding.
他不但有谋略，他有能力。
Not only did he have counsel, but he had strength.
他不但有知识，认识一切的事情，他里头有敬畏耶和华的心。
Not only did he have knowledge to know all things, but he also had the fear of the Lord.
圣灵在这几方面显在他身上的时候，有个目的的。
When the Holy Spirit rested on him, there was a purpose.
因为他在那时候，他要治理地上的万的列国。
Because he wanted to, rule over the nations.
所以他行审判的时候呢，不凭眼见的。
So when he judges, he doesn't judge with his eyes.
他断是非呢，不凭耳闻的。
And he won't make a decision by what his ears hear.
那么在我们今天呢，任何一个法院的话，你要是有什么任何一个案子要审的话，第一个你要有人证啊，第二个要物证，对不对？
In any kind of lawsuit or case, you'll need two things: a witness and evidence.
但是不管是人证呢，是物证呢，常常会犯很多的错误。
But whether it's a witness or evidence, there will be mistakes.
那么人证呢，常常有的时候看不清楚哈，有的时候甚至说做假证证。
Because witnesses sometimes can't see clearly, so they will give a false witness.
那么有时候提出的证据也不见得完全的充足。
And
the evidence may not be sufficient.
The evidence may not be sufficient.
在国度的时候, 神的审, 那个主在, 基督在国度里头, 要审判, 要治理列国。
But when in the kingdom, the Lord Jesus is going to judge over the nations.
那么他不需要这些人证物证啊, 他不需要,不是靠着眼见, 也不是靠耳闻的。
And he will no longer need witnesses or evidence. He won't need to make his decision based on what his eyes see or what his ears hear. Because the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. And he will be able to judge the poor with righteousness. And decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And the whole earth will be filled with God's righteousness.
他的腰带,
and the righteousness will be the belt about his loins and faithfulness the belt about his waist.
今天呢,
today we're still in a time of grace.
我们呢, 看见的我们所着重的啊,
what we see the most is God's love.
那么我们今天传福音的时候呢, 也是说神爱你, 啊, 神真的是爱你, 为你, 他的儿子为你,
and when we preach the gospel, we really talk about God's love, that God loves you and he died for you.
神是如此的爱世人呢，甚至把他的儿子独他独生的爱子赐给他们，叫去信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
福音呢，确实是一个讲的爱的故事，神是如何的爱我们。
And gospel is a love story. It talks about how much God loves us.
但是我们在读罗马书的时候呢，他说呢，福音呢，其实是要彰显他自己公义的。
But in the book of Romans, it actually speaks about, it wants to talk about God's righteousness.
那么,之所以会有福音呢,
because he wants to reveal his righteousness through the gospel.
那么在国度里头的时候,
in the kingdom,
那么你看见的是神公义的完全的彰显。
God's righteousness will be seen very clearly.
那么今天呢,在地上呢, 很多时候呢, 神的公义不能够,直言啊, 不能够不那么明显。
Nowadays, God's righteousness can't be really seen very clearly.
但是呢,
but in the kingdom, we will completely know and understand God's righteousness. And we'll be able to really understand and enter into God's glorious righteousness.
那么这,那时候,
and then righteousness will reign over the earth.
然后呢, 在地上有列国,
and on the earth there's nations.
列国他当时的情形是怎么样的?
And what will be the condition of the nations?
那么在以赛亚书第二章啊, 他说啊, 他说末后的日子呢, 耶和华殿的山要坚立啊, 高, 超乎诸山的, 高举, 要过一万里。
And in Isaiah chapter 2, it says, now it will come about that in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills.
万民呢,
and all the nations will stream to it.
那么在地上的那个,就,那个居住的那个,居民啊,
now all those who live on earth will only have one hope. They want to come frequently before God's house. To come to the mountain of the house of the Lord.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为呢,他们在那里要听见神,主亲自去教导他们,训诲他们。
Because they want to learn and hear the teaching of the Lord.
今天呢,我们呢,那个,感谢主,有主的话呢,我们呢,可以认识他。
Thank God that we have His Word so that we can come to know Him. Through His precious Word, we can understand God's heart.
但是很多事情呢,像那个,以赛,在那个哥林多前书13章所说的,我们还是对着镜子观看啊,模糊不清啊。
But as we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it speaks about we can't really see ourselves clearly in the mirror.
那么但是呢,在国度的时候,他们要直接呢,接受主的教诲。
But in the kingdom, the nations will come to hear the teaching of the Lord, the teaching word of the Lord.
因为呢,训诲要出于西安啊,耶和华的言语要出于耶路撒冷。For
the law will go forth from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
每个人都说,来吧,我们来到耶和华的山啊,我们来奔雅各神的殿。And
everyone will say, come, let us go up to the mount of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
我们来到神的殿中来听神的话。
Let's come to the house of the Lord to hear His word.
来到神的面前呢,听他自己的教训,训诲。
To come before the Lord to hear His law.
他们那个, 全地的人呢，这个地上的人都是那个一心呢，他们一心呢，就是愿意常常来到神的面前。
Now, all the peoples will long to frequently come before to hear God's words.
也因着主在地上那时候的那个公义的审判呢。
And the Lord's righteousness when He judges.
国跟国之间呢，不再有争战。
And there will no longer be war among nations.
今天国跟国之间呢，为什么有那么多纠纷呢？
Why are there so many troubles between nations?
有时候有的是因为那个土地的纠纷，对不对？
A lot of times it's troubles over land.
现在中国、台湾跟日本这个有这个钓鱼台的那个这个领土的纠纷。
China, Taiwan, and Japan fight over land.
Fight over the 钓鱼台。那么日本跟韩国之间呢，也有一个什么独岛的那个这个争议啊。
And Japan and Korea are fighting over
another land.
Another land.
那么苏俄跟日本也有土地上的纠纷啊。苏联啊，那个 Russia。
Oh, Russia and Japan also.
那中国中国南海呢也是哈，这个到处都是纠纷啊。
And there's just troubles and arguments everywhere.
那么人呢没有办法有一个最好的一个判断呢，所以最后呢就用武力来解决。
So because man cannot come to a decision themselves, they resort to war.
但是在国度里的时候
，But in the kingdom,
因为那个主他公义的彰显啊
，Because God's righteousness will be revealed.
因为主呢他行审判呢不凭眼见，断是非不凭耳闻的。
Because he will judge not by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear.
国跟国之间呢再也没有任何的纠纷了。
There will no longer be disagreements between nations.
所以呢不需要再打仗了。
So there will no longer be war.
那他们把刀呢就打成犁头。
And they will hammer their swords into plowshares.
枪要打成镰刀。
And their spears into pruning hooks.
这国呢不举刀攻击那国。
Nation will not lift up sword against nation.
他们也不再学习战事。
And never again will they learn war.
不再有军事学校。
No need for to go to school for war.
Military school.
Military school.
不需要再学打仗了，因为没有打仗的那个需要了。
They don't need to learn how to fight in a war because there's no need for it.
因为全地呢充满了神他自己的公义。
Because the whole earth will be filled with God's righteousness.
在神为什么把这么许多关于国度的事情显给我们看？
Why does God reveal to us all these things about the kingdom?
我想呢，国度呢之所以重要，
I think the kingdom is very important.
它之所以重要，一面呢，它承接过去神他几千年的工作。
On one hand, it tells us about his work for thousands of years.
那么神在创造人的时候，他的心意是非常荣耀的。
That when God created man, he was very glorious.
神创造这世界的时候是非常非常荣耀的。但是人犯罪之后呢，远离了神的心意。
When God created man and the earth, it was very glorious, but man separated, departed from God.
那么神呢，不断做恢复的工作，有一天呢，在国度里头的时候，就完全彰显他是最荣耀的。
And so God has been doing His work of recovery for so many years, and one day everything will be restored.
在当初在伊甸园里头人所失去的。
And in the Garden of Eden, man had fallen.
那么在他所或者 lost in Eden 啊。
Lost Eden.
那么在国度的时候，再次重新在那个再得回。
And in the kingdom, they will gain it back again.
那么神的心意啊，在那有完全的彰显。
And God's will be made known.
而且呢，在圣经上面有许多那个神的应许啊，都还没有实现。
Also, there are many promises of God which have not been fulfilled yet.
那比如说那个神对大卫的那个应许。
For example, His promise to David.
大卫因为要给神那个起义，要为神建殿呢，那么神呢不许，但是呢神呢应许他有个美丽的应许。
Because David wanted to build a temple, but God prohibited him from building the temple. He made a promise to David.
那么说你的儿子要为我建殿了，而且他的 你的后代啊，你的国位啊，是一道永远那个不会断的。
And he said that your son will build my temple, and your descendants after you will reign forever.
那么他应许大卫啊，他的后代啊，要坐在王位上直到永远的。
God promised David that his descendants will sit on the throne forever.
但是我们知道了，因为地上的王啊，不是不体贴神的心意、啊。所以呢，神就让地上的王啊断了哈。那么这2500年以前呢，以色列王就没有了啊。
Because the kings in Israel, because they departed and left, they abandoned God. God ended these kings, and for 2,500 years.
在国度的时候
，in the kingdom，
那么大卫的后代
，the descendants of David，
耶西的本
，the Stem of Jesse.
那个耶稣基督啊，再次坐在王位上。
Once again, the Lord Jesus will sit on the throne again.
那么再一次那个恢成就神向大卫所应许的。
And the Lord Jesus will accomplish what God had promised to David.
我们看了很多啊，那我们就问了哈，那么基督徒在哪里呢？
We see all this and we ask ourselves, where are Christians?
这么荣耀的国度跟基督徒有什么关系呢？
Such a glorious kingdom, what has that to do with Christians?
我们刚刚说啊，主在讲比喻的时候，他说有些人啊是可以进国度的啊，那个基督徒要进国度，他能自从做王的。
We saw before that, Christians will also reign with Christ.
神的心意呢，是要所有他的儿女呢，一同在国度里头跟他儿子一同作王。
God's will is for all his children to be able to reign with Christ.
神的心意呢，是要我们在地上预备好，啊，在那一天的时候，主来的时候，是能够预备好的来迎接我们的时候。
God wants us to all prepare ourselves for his coming.
他要我们呢。在地上啊，那个做忠心有见识的管家。
He wants us to faithfully watch over our household.
他在我们地上啊，天天有圣灵在我里头预备好自己。
He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit to prepare ourselves.
他在我们身上所有赐给我们的恩赐呢，一点都不浪费。
He does not want us to waste the grace that has been bestowed upon us.
好叫主来的时候呢，他称我们是有忠心有见识的管家。
So that when he returns, we can be the good and faithful servant. So that we can enjoy his fullness.
在启示录第二十章的时候
，In Revelation chapter 20,
二十一章他说到了那个我们呢，这基督徒啊复活以后啊，那些得胜的人呢，要跟他一同作王。
It says in Revelation chapter 20 that those of us who are part of the resurrection will reign with him.
他说呢，他们第六节的后半段啊，他说他们必做神和基督的祭司的，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
It says in the latter half of verse 6 of chapter 20, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
那些呢没有受过受像的啊，那些呢那个握着主的名站立得住的人呢，他们要主一同作王。
That those who have stood firm will be able to reign with Christ.
那我在读的时候呢，发觉啊，许多的经文呢，说到在国度里面做王的时候呢，他几乎都是说到基督怎么样在国度里头做王。
As I've been studying, I've read that during these years that Christ will reign, how will he be reigning?
那么他说，像我们刚刚读的一些经文，他说是。他要在列国中自行审判，对不对
？As you read before, he will judge the nations.
他要为许多国民断定是非。
He will make decisions justly, render decisions justly.
那个第九章的第七节。
Chapter 9, verse 7.
他说他的政权呢与平安呢必加增无穷。
Revelation,
不是那个以赛亚书九章七节哈。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. It says. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace.
那么他必坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
On the throne of David and over his kingdom.
以公平公义的使国坚定稳固。
to establish it and to uphold it.
直到永远, 万军之耶和华的热心呢,
to establish it with justice and righteousness from then on and evermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
我们读过的经文呢,发觉的好像只要主在那里做王,
as we read this, we realize that as long as the Lord is reigning, that's enough.
他是他 有那个耶和华的灵住在他身上，就是聪明智慧的灵，这样的灵，让他能够审判列国。
We see here that he has the spirit of the Lord resting on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and he will be able to judge the nations.
那么在很少的经文说到，那么基督徒在国度里面怎么做王？
There's very few passages that speak about what Christians will do when we reign with Christ.
但是有些少数的经文呢，譬如说在
In Revelation, there's a few passages in Revelation where, in the beginning of Revelation, which is addressed to the church of Thyatira, it talks that he who overcomes, they will give authority to rule over authority over the nations.
那么主在加路加福音的是里面呢，他讲的那个给十锭银子那个例子里头啊。
There in the book of Luke, there was a parable about the servant who received 10 minas.
每一个人拿了一个一锭银子,
and each one had one mina.
那么有些人就赚了十锭,
and some earned 10 minas.
有些人赚了五锭,
and some earned 5 minas.
那主说啊, 你们在这小事上有忠心的, 所以你可以进来我的国, 你可以
And because you have been faithful in small things, I will give you authority over to rule over 10 nations.
赚那个五锭可以管五座城.
And those who earn 5 minas, I will give you authority to rule over 5 nations.
那除此这些很少数的经文以外呢, 大部分我们看见在国度里面的治理人就是基督在那里做王.
And in these few passages, we see these few passages, but we see mostly that in the kingdom, Christ will be reigning.
他说呢,我们要与基督一同坐,
that we need to reign, we will be reigning with Christ.
那么在我里面的感觉啊,
well, what is our sentiment?
那么在国度里头的时候,其实呢,基督徒在那里是看着基督做王,跟着学习做王。
In the kingdom, Christians will see Christ reign and will learn how to reign.
看见基督啊，怎么样在人子的那个荣耀的人子里头啊，他怎么样依靠圣灵治理列国
？To see how the glorious Son judges over the nations.
那么这些得胜的人啊，在基督徒在里头啊，跟主一同作王哈，是那个学习作王。
That those overcomers we can learn and study how to reign with Christ.
那么到了启示录的第22章的时候
，And in Revelation chapter 22，
他那里是说到哈。 在新天新地里头,
in Revelation chapter 22, when it speaks about the new heavens and the new earth,
在新圣城耶路撒冷里面,
in the new Jerusalem,
他说那里呢, 在圣城里头啊, 神和羔羊啊, 要成为城中的殿,
it says that the Lord Jesus will and God will be the light, will be the light.
那么神和羔羊, 他要坐在宝座上,
and God and his Lamb will sit on the throne.
那么他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And all his servants will serve him.
那么不再有黑夜，不再有日光啊，灯光日光，因为属神要光照他们。
And there will no longer be any light, and they will not have need of a light.
然后他说呢，他们要做王。
And they will reign.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
我想啊，国度啊，它一面呢，它是承接过去啊这几千年的工作，它做个总结。
I think that in the kingdom, from the work of recovery for thousands of years,
那国度呢,
the kingdom is preparing us for eternity.
固然在国度里面呢,
that in the kingdom, his promises will be fulfilled.
神他,
God's work of recovery will reach the highest point. And not just 1,000 years.
他毕竟只是一千年,
for 1,000 years.
他这一千年啊,
for 1,000 years, he will prepare us for eternity.
他的勇士里头啊, 他的百姓在勇士里面做王。
That in eternity, his people will be able to reign.
那基督怎么样在国度里头里面的时候，以荣耀的人子作王？
How will Christ reign as Son of Man?
How did Christ reign? 那基督怎么样？他在国度里面啊，以荣耀人子的身份作王啊。
How did Christ in the kingdom reign as Son of Man?
那么在勇士里的时候，他的子民啊，那些他的仆人们也要同样的作王。
In eternity, his people, his servants will also reign.
他们也在要在荣耀的身体里头。
And in their glorious bodies,
是完全有圣灵来掌管的。
They will have the Holy Spirit to guide them.
圣灵要住在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit will rest on them.
他们呢，又为神呢来治理、掌管他的那个神的一切的创造。
And they will have his people to have authority over all of his creation.
然后你看见了国度啊，是那个何等样的重要啊！
You see, the kingdom is very important.
那么在神的心意当中呢，是有何等样的地位
？In God's heart, it's very important in His heart.
那么这国度呢，在我们里面呢，有没有我们有没有那样的盼望呢
？Now, in regards to the kingdom, do we have this hope?
我们里面有那个盼，有没有那个盼望主要再来呢
？Do we have the hope that the Lord will return?
我们不是里面有那么盼望主的国度要建在地上
？Do we have the hope that the kingdom will come to earth?
如果我们有主再来的盼望的话。
If we have the hope of the Lord's return,
那么地上有很多的难处，很多的艰辛啊，很多的那个一些苦难呢、啊，我都容易就忍受得过去，因为主要来了。
If we have hope of His return, then we can endure many hardships, troubles.
如果我们有国度的盼望的话
，If we have the hope of the kingdom,
我们会警醒预备自己。
We will prepare ourselves.
因为呢，只有那些警醒的人啊，那么对那些常常的灯预备有不但是。点着灯了而且是有的油摆在器皿里头的人。
Only those who have not only their lamps lit, but also have the oil.
也就是天天的住在圣灵里面的人。
Which is those who are always abiding in the Holy Spirit.
当国度来的时候。
That when the kingdom comes.
我们呢要与主呢一同坐席。
We will be able to reign with him.
那么我想神呢在圣经里面呢给我们摆了许多的盼望。
The Bible gives us a lot of hope.
那么主再来是一个重要的盼望。
And the Lord's return is
国度呢是一个重要的盼望。
Kingdom is an important hope.
那么那个罗马书告诉我们说呢，我们得救呢是在乎盼望。
In Romans it says that we are saved in hope.
因为我们今天说我们得救呢是在本乎恩因的信啊。
On one hand we say that we are saved by faith.
确实信心呢让我们从罪恶当中被拯救出来。
Actually, faith allows us to be saved out of our sins.
借着信心，我们支取神在那个十字架上所成就的救恩呢。
By faith, we receive the salvation that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
但是呢，盼望也叫我们得救。
The hope also saves us.
他说我们得救呢是在乎盼望。
It says that we are saved by hope.
他说谁还盼望他所看见的呢？
But hope that is seen is not hope.
他们如果我们看如果盼望呢所不看见的话，所不见的话。
For who hopes for what he already sees?
那如果我们盼望那些所看不见的事情的话
，But if we hope for what we do not see,
他说呢，我们就能够忍耐，能够等候。
With perseverance, we wait eagerly for it.
一个在世上生活、世上的人呢、啊，没有盼望的人是一个很可怜的人。
A person living on earth without hope is a shame.
有些人他们真是活到一个地步，非常的失望啊，他们完全绝望的，地上没有任何的盼望，这种人是非常可怜的人。
It's very sad to see someone who lives his life on earth for many years and is hopeless.
基督徒里面有没有这样的盼望
？Do Christians have a hope?
他说了，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
It says the Bible says faith, hope, and love.
我们对信心呢认识的多。
We are more familiar with faith and.
我们对爱心呢也有许多的经历。
We also have a lot of experience with love.
但是我常常觉得呢，我们对盼望的认识的不够。
But I sometimes feel that we don't understand or know hope enough.
如果我们里面有那个盼望的话
，If we have hope,
我们里面的生今天的生活会不一样的。
Our lifestyle will be different.
如果我们真是盼望主要再来的话
，We really hope for His coming.
我们今天的生活呢会完全的改观的。
Then our life will be completely changed.
如果我们真是认识国度
，If we really know the kingdom,
认识国度里面那个荣耀的光景
，And if we know the kingdom and its glory,
那里面的景象是神当初创造时候那个荣耀的光景
，That it will once return to its glorious state.
认识在国度里面呢，那个我们呢神的心意是要我们与他一同作王的。
To know that in the kingdom, God wants us to reign with Him.
那个跟着主一同作王。
To reign with Christ.
学习怎么样做,
to learn how to reign.
那么好在我在我们这里头呢, 要问那个, 要在勇士里面呢, 要为神做王。
One day in eternity, we will reign with Christ.
如果我们里面有这样子的看见,
if we can see this,
如果里面有这样子的盼望的话,
and if we have this hope,
我们今天大概会轻看世上许多的事情,
then today we will look very lightly on a lot of things on earth.
让我们里面的这个盼望呢, 就可以叫我们得救。
That our hope, that through that in hope we can be saved. That by this hope,
我们呢,
a lot of things that trouble us.
很多我们今天呢,要真要抓的事情,
a lot of things that we really want to grasp.
你都能够摆得下来,
that we can set it aside. Because we have this glorious hope.
因为主要再来了,
because Christ will return.
因为他的国度要在地上降临,
because his kingdom will come down.
神的心意呢, 是要我们在国度里头一同作王。
And God's heart is for us to reign with Him.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May God watch over His word, bless His word.
一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
借着你自己的话, 把你自己荣耀的心意更多向我们的显明。
Through your word, may you continue to reveal to us your glorious will.
父，我们得在里面承认。
Father, we confess.
我们对于
That we don't know enough of your Son when He comes down. That we do not know enough about your glorious kingdom. Because we do not know enough, we lack that hope. We look to you. May you continue to reveal more to us in our hearts your glorious kingdom. Open our eyes. So that we can see that this, we have this hope. That we have this glory in the inheritance. That one day we will be able to reign with your Son. Lord, may you stir us and move us so that we can be diligent.
因为那要来的就来了，并不迟延。
So that you will come and not delay. So that on the day when your Son comes, we may be faithful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.